SM Voice News, your global link.
Traders urge to reduce prices of renewable energy products. SEC arrests two DEBS officials and two bankers over school feeding program funds. And Madagascar military leader dissolves government in surprise move. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Energy expert Johnston Chukwanda has appealed to traders dealing in renewable energy products to reduce their prices and reflect the tax waivers that government has introduced on the importation of renewable energy equipment such as solar products. Dr. Chukwanda said it is unfair for traders to continue selling renewable energy products at high prices when taxes on the importation of such products have already been waived by government. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Chukwanda acknowledged that although the prices of some solar products have slightly reduced, there is still need for the reductions to be more noticeable and affordable for ordinary Zambians. If prices of renewable energy alternatives such as solar installations for residential use and gas for cooking remain high, the country will continue to exert pressure on the national power grid, said Dr. Chukwanda. He further stressed the need for Zambia to diversify its energy sources in order to reduce overdependence on hydroelectric power and improve energy security in the country. A Lusaka resident of Lilanda compound, identified as Gibson Zulu, has died after being assaulted and set on fire. Mr. Zulu died on March 19, 2026 at around 21:30 hours at Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he had been receiving treatment for severe burns and head injuries sustained during the incident. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi said, following Mr. Zulu's death, police have opened a murder docket and intensified the manhunt for the suspect identified as Alan Chiwuye, who is currently on the run. The body of the deceased has been since deposited at the Levi Hospital mortuary awaiting post-mortem, said Mr. Chilavi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilavi has since appealed to members of the public with information that may assist in the apprehension of the suspect to report the nearest police station. The Anti-Corruption Commission SEC has arrested and charged Patrick Nkua, a district planning officer, and Nakempa Okelo, an accounts assistant in the Ministry of Education at the Mukoshi District Education Board Secretary Deb's office, for corruption involving over 100,000 kwacha. Also arrested and charged in this matter are Joseph Mwape and Dennis Charles, employees at a named bank in Mukoshi. Patrick Nkua, aged 40, of High Cost Area, and Nakempa Okele, aged 45, of Farmers Training Center Area in Mukoshi District, have been jointly charged with one count of abuse of authority by a public officer, contrary to Section 21 of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. In addition, Patrick Nkua has been charged with two counts and Nakempa Okelo with one count of corrupt practices, contrary to Section 19 of the same law. Meanwhile, Dennis Charles Baines, aged 35, of Low Density Area, has been charged with two counts, while Joseph Mwape, aged 41, of the same residential area, has been charged with one count of corrupt practices with a public officer, contrary to Section 19(2) of the same law, read the statement from SEC. In one count, details are that Patrick Nkua and Nakempa Okelo, between 1st July 2025 and 31st July 2025 in Mukoshi District, jointly and whilst acting together with an unknown person, corruptly facilitated the awarding of a contract to Ichikwankwa Multipurpose Cooperative when it did not qualify or meet the prerequisite standards to supply goods to government. In count two, it is alleged that during the same period, Patrick Nkua and Nakempa Okelo, whilst acting together with unknown persons, received gratification in relation to the same contract. The statement further read that Patrick Nkua allegedly received 34,200 kwacha from Dennis Baines and 24,470 kwacha from Joseph Mwape, while Nakempa Okelo allegedly received 42,950 kwacha from Dennis Baines. Details in the court against Joseph Mwape are that during the same period in Mukoshi, Wallace, acting together with unknown persons, did give 24,470 kwacha to Patrick Nkua as gratification. Investigations established that the payments made by the two suspects were an inducement to the DEBS officials for awarding Ichukwankwa Multipurpose Cooperative a contract to supply over 350 by 50 kg bags of beans at a contract value of over 1 million kwacha, despite the cooperative not meeting the required standards to supply goods to government. The four suspects have since been released on bond and will appear in court soon. Youth Life Project Director Mike Onkosi says this year's Youth Day celebrations carry greater significance as the country commemorates the day in an election year, urging government to move beyond rhetoric and translate progress into tangible improvements in the lives of the young people. Mr. Onkosi says the annual commemoration should not be treated as a routine event, but as an opportunity for government to reflect on the real challenges facing the country's youth. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nkosi noted that while government has increased funding allocations towards the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and introduced several youth-focused policies such as initiatives largely that serve as survival measures rather than long-term solutions, he said what young people in Zambia need is a shift from survival to sustainability, particularly in the face of the rising cost of living. He further explained that the viability of youth empowerment goes beyond simply providing skills training, stating that not every young person who undergoes skills training is guaranteed employment, and therefore additional support is required. In foreign news, Madagascar's military ruler Colonel Michael Randrianira has dissolved the government unexpectedly, dismissing the Prime Minister and the entire cabinet, according to a statement from his spokesperson. No reason was given for the move. The military ruler seized power last October from Andry Rajoelina, following weeks of youth-led protests in the Indian Ocean island. Rajoelina had been elected president for a third term in a disputed poll in 2023. Coming up shortly, UK members of parliament reject call for under 16 social media ban. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Mekong Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. United Kingdom members of parliament have rejected an Australia-style ban on social media for under-16s and have instead backed flexible ministerial powers. A ban on sites like TikTok, Instagram and Snapchat were brought in for children in Australia at the end of last year, the first country to impose the ban, and similar plans were being backed by peers in the House of Lords in January. Supporters include actor Hugh Grant, but critics said such as Children's Charity and the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children warned of young people being driven to dark corners of the internet as a result. If that's the news to date, here is another look at the headlines. Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda has appealed to traders dealing in renewable energy products to reduce their prices and reflect the tax waivers that government has introduced on the importation of renewable energy equipment such as solar products. The Anti-Corruption Commission (ACC) has arrested and charged Patrick Nkua, a district planning officer, and Nakempa Okello, an accountant's assistant in the Ministry of Education at the Mukoshi District Education Board Secretary Deb's office, for corruption involving